Hello, Internet, and welcome back to another week of Jail Plays, the podcast with the host screaming into the ether, hoping someone will hear him. Now playing on your favorite podcast of choice, be it on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, or any other podcast platform. And if you'd like to reach out to me, you can always reach me on Twitter, jailplays78, or by email, jailplayspodcast@gmail.com. To continue the discussions of this week's episode or any previous episode, let me know what you think. Did I get anything wrong? Did I forget something? Did I not mention something that you think was important? Or anything else that you might come up with? But with that out the way, what will I be talking about this week? I'll be going a little bit dark this week and also just a little bit light and fun, quirky, with one specific review, which is The Sound of Magic, streaming on Netflix, limited series. And for my dark, it's going to be Escape the Field and also the movie X, both streaming any and everywhere you can stream videos or rent. But before I get started, I'd just like to say that I have a little bit of news. Last time I talked about Patreon, and I decided to open up the page and see what happens. So now you can just go to patreon.com/jailplays, and of course I have a link for it in the show notes, where you can be a bronze member and just donate to the podcast for support. Thank you so much. Or you can be an awesome member and get exclusives like bonus episodes and ad-free episodes also. And also, hopefully, if I get enough Patreons, I'll be able to hire an editor to make video versions of this podcast exclusively for Patreon members. And then you got the gold tier, the holy cow tier, where you get all the bonus episodes, early access to the episodes, ad-free videos, and fan requests. And of course, only give to Patreon if it causes you no financial harm whatsoever. If it does, please just listen and share what you like about this episode, or just email me and we can have a conversation. All that is free. You will continue to get the episodes weekly for free, but with ads. So that is my big news for the week. I started the Patreon. It is up. All you have to do is click on the Patreon link in the show notes, and it'll take you from there, and you can decide what tier you can start off. You can start off with the $3 tier, the $10 tier, or the holy cow tier. Remember, each tier helps the podcast grow, helps the podcast evolve even more. Whichever tier you can get, or even if you can't, like again, it's all good. I'm just glad that you're listening. And with that, here we go with the first topic of this week. Escape the Field.
Where am I?
I have no idea. I just woke up in this field. Now here we are. Kay, come on out.
This doesn't make any sense. How did we get here?
What did you find?
Matches.
I got this. She's got a knife and a compass.
We need water.
The flute.
It's rotten. You'd think we'd found something by now. Come with us. We'll find a way out.
There is no way.
Whatever that thing is, it's coming for us next. Ryan, can you look at the bottle?
It's a tree, so what?
I think there's more to these items than just their obvious functions. I think it's a map. Parts are missing.
Wait a second.
This lines up.
He's gonna need me!
It's just a game to them.
I'm playing their game.
I don't think this is part of the puzzle.
That was a trailer for Escape the Field, starring the talents of Theo Rossi, Shane West, Jordan Claire Robbins, Nikki Caro, Julian Fader, Emerson Moore, Elena Juatico, just to name some of this tight cast. And a quick synopsis for this is: six strangers awaken in a remote, endless cornfield. Stripped of their possessions, they are left with only six items: a gun with a single bullet, matches, a lantern, a knife, a compass, and a flask of water. As mysterious sirens blare in the distance and traps appear at every turn, the group realize it's been plunged into a cat and mouse game with an unseen evil, and survival depends upon solving a diabolical and deadly puzzle. Now, before I get started on this review, let me just say a big oh my gosh thank you for Theo Rossi. He's finally playing a person that's not a bad guy. Like, every time I see him, he's in something. He's constantly playing the person you think is a good guy, but ends up betraying you. It's actually the bad guy or a bad guy. It's like, oh my gosh, could this guy play anything other than that? Right? And here we go. He just plays one of the casts, one of the actual victims of this whole thing. At least I think he does. There were a couple of faces where he made it seem like he's actually in on this. So I don't know, it just felt like, oh my gosh, he's finally, just a normal dude in a movie. He's not betraying anybody. That was great. Thank you for that. This movie is very simple and it has a huge hubris for its ending. I'll get into that in spoilers, but let me just say, if you're looking for something to watch, I wouldn't call this a horror film. I would call this more of a thriller. And the cast here does a really good job. Sometimes it feels like they're overacting a bit too much. They're going to that, just a little bit too over with the acting. But overall, it is a solid film for the most part. And I think it's, very decent. It is definitely worth watching. You've probably seen this before. This reminds me of a lot from other films that have come out that deal with people being stuck in a cornfield. But other than that, the film itself is very solid for what it is. It's not so inventive when it comes to the traps or the situation they're in. But overall, it's a decent overall film. It's a lot of things are very obvious and cliche, but it's definitely a watch. If you're just looking for something to watch and you feel like there's nothing else, pop this on. This is definitely won't let you down, but it won't break new ground either, and it won't wow you. And with that, let's go right into spoilers.
Well, it does have...
Yeah, spoilers!
And yes, what I was alluding to before about the hubris is that this film ends with pretty much a cliffhanger where the two survivors, Sam and Tyler, played by Theo Rossi and Jordan Claire Robbins, are finally make it out or make it to the ending. And then the people that put them inside this, maze end up capturing them. And you hear them on the radio, like they're talking on the radio and whatnot, saying we need to take them to, level 2 or section 2 into the next puzzle, whatever it is. And I'm like, oh God, what a hubris. You're expecting, before this movie is even made or released, you're already thinking that it's going to make money. It's going to get recoup its money back or something like that. Either that or they got a great deal where they're going to make all three movies. Or all two movies, however many sequels this thing is going to have. I don't know. But that is a giant shot in the dark saying that ending the movie with a cliffhanger like that. But yeah, other than that, again, the movie itself is really decent. I really did like Theo Rossi in this. He does an amazing job again. He actually always does an amazing job. Shane West did a pretty good job. Like, everybody in the cast pretty much don't trust each other. Tyrese Sheriff, she plays the coward girl or the scaredy cat. She did a great job with that character. I really hated that character, Of course, I've always hated that character. That character is freaking annoying. But yeah, but she did an amazing job with the character. It made me hate her, even more. Other than that, the whole thing about them escaping, them needing to like work together as a team to solve everything and to escape together, that's the whole crux of this whole experiment, that everybody had to figure out that they needed to work together, come together. All of their items that they received are keys or pieces of the puzzle to escape the labyrinth that they're in. And quite frankly, I just found it, you know, that part to be very interesting. Then you have the part where they have this sort of creature, I guess you think, that's hunting them down. But then you find out later on, at towards the ending, that it's actually just a dude covered himself in the corn leaves, and he looks like a freaking psychopath, you know, like a monster. And then you have one of the other characters from this main group that we're following, played by Shane West, that he just wanted to, or was it Emerson Moore? I forget which one it was. But yeah, he ends up getting hit with this like needle, right? And he ends up getting superpowers all of a sudden. Like, he ends up becoming super strong. He ends up becoming rageful. And, you know, he starts losing a little bit. And that's how everybody's able to, you know, like the survivors are able to go on. Because he's there and he's went hunting after this guy who's was there from a previous experiment. And I guess he went nuts. And honestly, it all goes full circle. It starts off with this. After they wake up that first night there, they meet this dude. Well, actually, they bump into this dude and he starts counting. And he starts saying, it's all the same, it's all the same, it's all the same. And then the monster takes him away. Then at the ending, you actually get the girl, the coward girl, being that same dude. It's all the same, it's all the same, it's all the same. And she ends up getting taken by her, the person that used to be her partner, that he's the monster now. It's just did a giant full circle on that part, which I found, okay, all right, that was somewhat interesting. You know, it wasn't breaking new grounds, but yeah. Overall, again, I said that this movie is fine, and it is. It's quite fine. There's nothing really to write home about. Hopefully the next one has more interesting twists, more interesting puzzles, if there is a next one. Let's find out, and hopefully we'll find out sooner than later, and we'll see. And that's what I'll end it with this film. It's a take it or leave it, and you will enjoy yourself pretty much if you've never really seen these types of films to begin with. So with that, they're pretty good. And with that, let's move on to the Netflix series, The Sound of Magic.
You know that theme park on the hill in our town? The rumor is that in that theme park lives a handsome magician.
So do you believe in magic? Know anything about this man? Like his name? His age?
But a man like you, pretending to be some lame magician in a closed amusement park.
I'm saying you should do the things you love just as much as you do the things you don't.
Somebody please help me.
Anara Sumanara.
If you're a magician, lift us out of this hell. I just really need this terrible time in my life to just go by quickly. That's everything I want right now.
Just say the magic words.
Anara Sumanara.
How can you believe that?
It's not that I believe it. I want to believe it.
Can I have a dream? Can I enjoy my life just a little?
Who are you really? For real?
What? A magician. So do you believe in magic? Anara Sumanara.
That was a quick trailer for The Sound of Magic, streaming on Netflix. starring Lisa Yamada, Ji Chong Wook, Huang Yi-yuk, Chase Yi, Victoria Grace, Patrick Zhang, Harrison Hsu, Nam Dae-rum, and Nicole Fong. A quick synopsis for this is, a magician living in an abandoned theme park makes trouble disappear and hope reappear for a disenchanted teen enduring the harshness of reality. I'm going to warn you right now, this is going to be, I just love this. This is beautiful musical. That's what this is. This is just a beautiful musical of hope and discovering passion and faith in yourself and in the world again. And yeah, this is just a beautiful series. You can watch this in English, original Korean, Spanish, or what have you. They have it in a bunch of different languages because it's a Netflix exclusive. But yeah, again, beautiful. You must watch it. Go and watch it now. Now we go straight into spoilers. I'm not wasting time with this one.
Well, it does have...
Yeah, spoilers!
And this is such a greatness. I love this. I'm just going to be gushing about this. Is this really groundbreaking in any way, shape, or form? No. But visually, it's beautiful. The acting, at least for the main characters and the cast and the singing, is wonderful. Like, it just does a lot of it beautifully done. A thermometer that I use for any series like this is, will my mother watch it from beginning to end? Will she actually stay awake and watch it? And yes, she does. And yes, she did. That goes to show you the power and the beauty of this series. It is such an amazing miniseries. I am so happy with this. It is a beautiful gem in a sea of garbage right now that Netflix is throwing out. Netflix is just throwing out garbage after garbage. That stupid Mike Myers movie they just released. Utter garbage. Don't watch that. Watch this instead. This is... And then they wonder why people don't want to subscribe to their product anymore. Or their people are starting to stop watching. You give money to garbage and you expect people to watch your garbage. No, people want to watch quality when they're paying every month for it. Especially when you're constantly raising the freaking prices. But sorry. Really bad tangent right there with Netflix pissing me off. But yes, this is such a beautiful, beautiful series. And anybody should watch it. The characters, definitely the ending was definitely rushed for me. It just screamed like, we need to get this done. We need to close this. We need to close that. We need to make sure this is done. Boom. Typical Korean, you know, endings where everything just thrown at the last minute. This is what happened. This is what really happened. This is what's going on. And that's how this happened. And this girl got here. This object got there. This knife got there. This girl died here and all this. And for me, the ending didn't work too well because I was like, the timeline doesn't add up on how and when. But okay, I guess, you know, I guess I was so busy trying to rush the ending, trying to make sure that this guy was the bad guy and that he killed that girl, that they didn't realize the timeline that they were doing was off, pretty much. Considering the videotape, it's just, or it happened afterwards, because the girl was missing for a long time, pretty much since the beginning of the series, and then she's actually was still around, but nobody knew where she was until didn't die until the second or third episode, but then you don't find that out until the ending, that's when she supposedly died. Like, it's just weird on how they decided to make it all mesh well, or mesh together, I should say. It just didn't sit right with me, that section right there, when it comes to the girl from school that, you know, you end up finding out that she's dead. And the fact that of the person that did it just felt wrong, and it's And it really, the only thing I really found, you know, off by it, like, for me, that really, like, if that's where you're gonna, you know, put everything at, you should have made it more clear. And that's the only drawback I have with this series, is that whole, you know, thing right there, really, is that whole story plot right there that I really have a problem with the series in general. But that's it. That's the only nitpick I have, really. Yes, is there over-the-top acting at some points? Yes. Is the thing very, very over-dramatized? Yes. But still a wonderful series to watch, and I think you all should watch it also. That's why I'm putting it here between thriller and just a horror film. Just something lighthearted and beautiful to watch for in general, other than that dark part I just talked about. And that's it. The Sound of Magic. Go check it out. It's on your Netflix. Have fun with it. And that's where I will end it. Just like to say before we move on, is don't forget to hit me up on Twitter at jlplays78 or by email jlplayspodcast@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my Patreon on patreon.com/jlplays. All of it has links for you in the show notes, including each subject I talk about this week. And with that, let's move on to the main event, which is X.
Farmer's daughter, take one. I need to be famous, Wayne. All the best people are.
There ain't nobody else out there like you.
You know why?
Why?
Because you got that X factor.
Hollywood, here we come.
So this is it. Our own studio backlog.
I'm looking for a place to stay.
Oh, yes, sir.
That's one ugly son of a bitch.
He don't know what we're doing, does he?
Well, it's better to beg for forgiveness and ask for permission.
I want to be in the movie.
Well, you can't.
The story can't just change midway through.
My wife is not well. It happens after dark.
You don't want to leave, do you?
People's eyes are gonna pop out of their damn skulls when they see this.
I see one goddamn fucked up horror picture.
That was a trailer for X.
X gon' give it to ya!
Sorry, couldn't help myself. Starring Mia Goth, Jenna Ortega, Kid Cudi, Oren Campbell, Martin Henderson, Brittany Snow, James Gillian, just to name some of this cast. And a quick synopsis for this is, in 1979, a group of young filmmakers set out to make an adult film in rural Texas. But when their reclusive elderly hosts catch them in the act, the cast find themselves fighting for their lives. Well, that's sort of accurate, but it really wasn't because they were filming an adult film. It was just because these old people were fucking crazy. Yeah, this film, it is not what I thought it was going to be. It was a lot more different. There is a lot of setup, there's a lot of tension, and a lot of gotcha not yet type of situations that are happening in the film during the first 40 minutes of whatever, the first two acts. The third act is fucking powerful as hell and is freaking good, but the first two acts are just typical stuff. Things you've seen before, like in Texas Chainsaw, you know, a bunch of young people and one person just going, driving to this place. They're doing whatever they're doing, and next thing you know, they end up, you know, getting attacked. So the whole reason they're there is because they're secretly filming an adult film, like it's stated in the synopsis, and I stated earlier, but the owners of the farm don't know it. They just rented it out to them, like, you know, like an Airbnb, this section of the farm, and they just rented it out to them, and that's where they're filming their sex scene and whatnot. Now, this movie does one thing that I freaking hate when it comes to sex films or films that have nudity in it, films that have just sex in general, is they always have that one actress, because she's a name brand, right? And that would be Jenna Ortega. You know her from Scream. And because she's the name actress, they don't show no full frontal nudity. I'm sorry, but if you're having all the other actors do full frontal or do, you know, pretty much full nudity, she can do the same fucking thing. I freaking hate that. It is such a freaking waste of an actor or just of role in general. Because I guarantee you, when they wrote that role, that character was probably going to be shown with nudity in mind. But because it's Jenna Ortega, she's a hot commodity now. No. Her agency won't let her do nudes, or she probably won't do nudes in any film whatsoever. If that's the case, it should have gone to somebody else. If you can't do the job the way it was intended to be, then don't get that person. If they can't do it, don't get that person. Just find yourself a no-name and do your actual vision. And that's the only drawback I really have with the film, is that in general. And yeah, like, other than that, the gore was great. Everything about the film was awesome. It was shot brilliantly. I enjoy the style of the cinematography that they used. I enjoy all the angles, and everything about the film worked well. Yes, there was a corny jump scare at one point, and yes, there was a corny setup for an eye gouging scene. But other than that, film was fun. It worked. It had me there. I was enjoying myself while watching it. It was really cool. That's the best thing I can say about this film. It was really fun film. I enjoyed the heck out of myself watching it. Other than the gripes I talked about, in general, everything was really, really, really well put together. Oh, before I forget, fair warning you right now. There is a really messed up scene with the old couple where, remember, this is a sex film. Guess what happens with the old couple? Luckily, they really don't show anything, but it is there. They do show enough that it gets your imagination and it haunts you for the night. And yeah, if you don't want to watch anything like that, don't watch this film. Or just when it comes to them start killing, and when the old man and the old woman start talking on top of the bed, and him saying, you know, that my heart can't take it, I could probably die, I suggest you fast forward a little bit right through there for at least a minute, and then go on to the next scene. But that's really, really towards the ending of the film. Like I said, that happens in the third act, so don't worry too much about it, and it's not that long. But yeah, if you really don't want to see that, that's your fair warning and your ability to skip right there. But again, my favorite thing is, like, the person you thought wasn't gonna, the person that was gonna die and live, really surprised me. I'm like, oh snap, really, her? Okay, oh wow. I'm like, I was shocked towards, you know, that they actually chose her over the obvious. But again, yeah, that's it. I was really impressed with a lot of the choices, with 99% of the choices they made here. And yeah, I really can't say anything bad. You should definitely watch this film. It is really worth it. It definitely belongs on your watch list. So with that, that's what I will end it here. Sorry for this episode being shorter than normal, but there's a lot of things that I just feel if I go over it, it's going to spoil these movies and these shows too much, because they're so basic that I don't want to spoil anything too bad. So what I gave you is what I feel like it's the most and the best way to explain everything I've watched and talked about and to relate my experience with what I've seen. So I hope you enjoyed yourselves. Thank you all for coming week after week and returning to the podcast. I do truly do appreciate any listeners that come and stay for this long. You're awesome. Thank you. And if you're a new listener and you stay for this long, thank you. You're awesome. And with that, don't forget, there's a way to support the podcast on Patreon/JLPlays. All has links for you in the show notes. Everything I talk about has links for you in the show notes. And truly hope to see you guys there. And hopefully you'll come back next time. And with that, remember, leave the world a little bit better than how you found it.